From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congress will try again today to pass a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government operating past Friday. But there was reportedly no progress over the weekend in settling the dispute over disaster funding that has caused this latest stalemate on Capitol Hill. At issue is whether disaster relief spending must be offset by cuts in other spending. The Democratic-controlled Senate rejected a House bill last week that included those offsets. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says he's disappointed the measure was defeated.
Everybody knows we're going to pay for every single penny of disaster aid that the president declares and that FEMA certifies. And the House sent over a bill that does that, and the Senate should have approved it.
Alexander on CNN's State of the Union, he says it's discouraging that Congress is so easily hogtied by what he called such small potatoes. The Senate votes on its own version of a stopgap spending bill today. President Obama is criticizing the gridlock on Capitol Hill as he speaks at fundraising events on the West Coast, including this one in Seattle.
We are tougher than the times that we live in. We are bigger than the small politics that we've been witnessing.
The president will answer questions at an online town hall-style meeting today at the headquarters of career-focused networking site LinkedIn in California. Six men in Britain are now facing terrorism charges, and they're slated to appear before a court in London today. They're accused of building a homemade explosive device for use in a terrorist attack. NPR's Philip Reeves says one of the men is charged with stating an intention to become a suicide bomber.
The charge sheet speaks of a suicide bombing campaign on British soil. If the allegations are true, the plot seems to have reached an advanced stage. Two of the men are accused of travelling to Pakistan to be taught how to use weapons and how to make bombs and poisons. They allegedly created so-called martyrdom videos. With the third man, they're also charged with building a homemade bomb and with recruiting others for terrorism. One man's accused of playing a supporting role, and the other two allegedly withheld information. The six were arrested in Birmingham a week ago in what police say was part of a major counter-terrorism operation. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Greece is in the grips of another wave of strikes by transportation workers and other public sector employees today to protest new austerity measures. The Greek government struggling to qualify for another round of bailout loans to address its debt crisis. John Seropoulos in Athens reports the city's commuter rail service has been shut down today.
The city was serviced by buses and trolleys, but even they declared a stoppage for 5 hours during the middle of the day. Public transport companies are among 151 entities owned by the public sector who have been told to cut 10% of their employees, but many have already lost staff to attrition and non-renewal of fixed-term contracts, and they say they cannot maintain current service. For NPR News, I'm John Seropoulos in Athens.
This is NPR News from Washington. An Afghan man employed by the U.S. government has killed an American and wounded another in an attack at a building in Kabul where the CIA reportedly has offices. The incident comes 2 weeks after militants attacked the U.S. embassy in Kabul. Marathon swimmer Diana Nyad says she's very disappointed she had to halt her latest effort to swim from Cuba to the Florida Keys. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN in Miami says Nyad called it quits Sunday after being stung repeatedly by Portuguese men of war and after her medical team warned that any more such stings could threaten her life.
The 62-year-old Nyad was given a round of applause for her effort as she stepped off her boat in Key West. With swollen lips and face, she said cutting short the swim after 40 hours in multiple Portuguese man-of-war stings was a bitter pill.
The pain was just ferocious. I felt I went, oh! And I swam a couple strokes and I thought, you're going to be going through millions of these. You better just tough it up. You know, you better just tough it up.
Nyad says she could have toughed it out, but medics said more jellyfish stings might have killed her. Nyad attempted the cage-less 103-mile journey in August, but had to quit after an asthma attack. She says she will not be trying again. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Gasoline prices have declined further, dropping 12 cents a gallon nationally over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg cites one main reason.
This is because crude oil prices dropped more than $7 per barrel over the same two-week period.
Lundberg expects prices at the pump to keep trending downward. She says further drops in crude oil prices could drive gas prices below $3 a gallon in many areas. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.